KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies. It's 36 degrees, and we look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. A new report says Iowa's economy loses nearly $1 billion annually from parents having problems getting child care. Alisa Nelson has this report.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation report says child care breakdowns cause Iowa employers to lose $781 million annually from absences and employees quitting. It also says the state misses out on another $153 million in annual tax revenue. Jillian Herring, executive director of the Iowa Association for the Education of Young Children, says Iowa has one of the highest percentages of working parents, but at the same time is losing child care providers at, quote, an alarming rate. The Iowa Women's Foundation reports lack of access is growing in part because Iowa has lost 40% of its child care businesses since 2012, and the state's child care workers are among the lowest paid occupations.
Well, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening is expected to set March the 18th at 5:30 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the fiscal year 2021 budget and adoption of the budget. The budget lists revenue and other income sources at just under $15.16 million and expenditures of $18.02 million, creating a deficit of $2.87 million. The city will have an ending fund balance on June 30th of this year of $6.7 million and more than $9.58 million in their beginning fund balance as of July 1st. To carry the deficit through the new budget year. The budget calls for an estimated total tax levy rate of $16.56 per $1,000 valuation on regular property and $3 per thousand on ag land. The final budget must be submitted to the state by March 31st. In other business, the council will act on setting March the 18th as their regular meeting date for the action on resolution to adopt the proposed fiscal year 2021 10-year capital improvement plan, and hold a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation bond refunding loan agreement, which, because of lower available interest rates, will provide a cost savings to the city over the next 7 years of almost $53,000. The hearing will be followed by action on approving the resolution. There will also be a presentation tomorrow night of the final plans and specifications for the Atlantic Animal Shelter building addition. Lorraine Eppelsheimer Estate gifted the city $135,000 to benefit animals at the shelter, and the city has committed to constructing an addition. The biggest part of the addition will allow cats to have their own space away from dogs, and it will allow the addition of more cat cages, proper food storage, along with an exam and grooming table for animals. A more efficient water heater is also in the works. Following the presentation, the council will act on an order setting the bid date and public hearing for the project as April 1st at 5:30 p.m. They'll also act on a resolution calling for the bids, with the deadline being at the end of business on March 31st. A woman from central Iowa faces OWI and possession of controlled substances charges following an accident investigation on westbound Interstate 80 in Adair County Saturday. The Sheriff's Department reported 31-year-old Miranda Lynn Torres of Des Moines was driving her SUV all over the road prior to ending up partially in the median next to a cable barrier near Menlo. EMS dispatched to the scene at around 5:10 a.m. on that day reported the woman would not get out of her vehicle, and they'd witnessed a gallon-sized zip-style plastic baggie with a large quantity of marijuana on the front passenger seat. There was also a strong smell of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. Torres said she was on her way to Florida but became lost, so she decided to pull over and sleep. A woman admitted to a deputy that she had smoked marijuana the night before, and that marijuana blunt and marijuana were confirmed to be inside the SUV. Torres also blew over the legal limit for breath test for alcohol consumption. She was taken into custody for OWI and first offense and possession of marijuana. Torres was released later that same day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office says on February 26th, 37-year-old Joseph Lee Reynolds of Stewart was arrested by an Adair County deputy on warrants for violation of probation and driving while barred. Reynolds was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $10,000 cash only bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday 40-year-old Adam Paul Herzog had been arrested Friday night in Oakland. Herzog was taken into custody for assault with intent to commit sexual abuse without injury by forcible fondling. His alleged victim was a 34-year-old female. A traffic stop in the Hancock area at around 2:30 a.m. Saturday resulted in the arrest of 27-year-old Levi Schroeder. He was taken into custody after deputies investigated a suspicious vehicle at the Silver Valley Cemetery. Authorities say Schroeder was found intoxicated by a tombstone and was concealing a .45 caliber handgun on his person. He was arrested for OWI second offense and carrying weapons while intoxicated. And around 7:40 p.m. Friday, 28-year-old Dustin Dean Baker was arrested in Pottawatomie County for OWI first offense following a traffic stop in the Crescent area. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue yesterday said Taylor County has been designated as a primary natural disaster area. That means persons who suffered losses due to excessive rain, flash flooding, flooding, and high winds from March 1st of 2019 through June 15th of that year may be eligible for USDA Farm Service Agency emergency loans. The natural disaster declaration allows the FSA to extend much-needed emergency credit to producers recovering from natural disasters. They can be used to meet various recovery needs, including the replacement of essential items such as equipment or livestock, reorganization of a farming operation, or the refinance of certain debt. Producers in the contiguous Iowa counties of Adams, Montgomery, Page, Ringgold, and Union, along with Nottoway and Worth counties in Missouri, are eligible to apply for the emergency loans. The deadline is October 19th. The FSA will review the loans based on the extent of losses, security available, and repayment availability. Well, two people from Clarinda were injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Sunday evening in Page County. The sheriff's office said yesterday that at around 6:15 p.m., an SUV driven by 17-year-old Evan Carpenter was spinning circles in the middle of the intersection of P Avenue and 180th Street, about 2 miles northwest of Clarinda, when the vehicle went out of control and rolled into a ditch, ending up on its top. Carpenter and his passenger, 18-year-old Zachary Berggren, were transported to Clarinda Regional Health Center by private vehicle for treatment of their injuries. Carpenter was then cited for failure to maintain control. Damage from the accident amounted to $5,500 altogether. Page County Sheriff's Office said that were assisted at the scene by Clarinda Ambulance Service, Clarinda Fire, and Page County Emergency Management. There were 6 arrests over the past weekend in Mills County. Sheriff's officials yesterday said that around 6:25 p.m. Friday, 42-year-old Sean Michael Gokenauer of Council Bluffs was arrested on charges of felony eluding, theft in the first degree, possession of a controlled substance, possession of burglary tools, interference with official acts, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under suspension, reckless driving, failure to maintain control, failure to provide proof of financial liability, and speeding. His bond was set at $23,000. Gokenauer's arrest stems from a traffic stop or attempted traffic stop on a pickup truck near 195th and Alice Road in Mills County. Authorities say the pickup failed to stop and attempted to elude law enforcement. After a brief chase that saw speeds reach in excess of 100 miles per hour, stop sticks were set up. Gokenauer tried to make a U-turn to avoid the sticks and crashed into a ditch. After a brief interaction with law enforcement, the man was taken into custody. The pickup had been reported stolen out of Omaha. Glenwood Police and the Iowa State Patrol assisted with the incident. Also, 3 people were arrested on separate charges Saturday in Mills County. They include 19-year-old Nathan Richardson of Malvern for OWI second and possession of alcohol underage, 32-year-old Jessica Audis of Monroe for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. 48-year-old Richard Harsh of Colfax was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. There were also 2 arrests on Sunday and an accident reported on Sunday as well. You can read more about that in the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.